శ్రీ శ్రీమతి డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి నామాచార్య హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి జగో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్త వృందకి గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్ all glories all glories all glories to shri guru and shri gauranga om ajnana tinirandasya gnananjana shalakaya chakshuhu vanmelitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale rupakadamahyam dadati svapadantikam వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహ గణలలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమః ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషాశూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశదారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగే రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానోసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. తే వై విదంతతి తరంతి చ దేవమాయాం. తే వై విదంతతి తరంతి చ దేవమాయాం. శ్రీశూద్రహూణశబరా అవి పాప జీవాద్భుతక్రమపరాయణ శీల శిక్షా తిర్యం జనా కిము అపి శ్రుతధారణాయే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయం ఉదీరయే అష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. ఐ విల్ షో యూ త్రీ వర్సెస్ టుడే మార్నింగ్ హియర్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం అండ్ యూ విల్ సీ దట్ దీస్ త్రీ వర్సెస్ వర్ ప్రూవన్ బై ద అపియరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ శీల ప్రభుపాద్ ఇన్ దిస్ ప్లానెట్. నోబడీ ఎల్స్ హెస్ ప్రూవన్ ఇట్ బిఫోర్ హిస్ డిసెంట్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్సెస్. తే వై విదంతతి తరంతి చ దేవమాయాం శ్రీశూద్రహూణ శబరా అపి పాప జీవాః యద్యద్భుత క్రమ పరాయణ శీల శిక్షా తిర్యం జనా కిము అపి శ్రుతధారణాయే. దిస్ వర్సెస్ తే వై విదంతి అతి తరంతి. విదంతి మీన్స్ టు నో. బై నోయింగ్ ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ అతి తరంతి మీన్స్ వన్ కెన్ క్రాస్ ఓవర్. So deva maya means illusory potency of the Lord. Who all? Stri, Shudra, Huna, Shabara and other papa jivas also. So like that many categories he is telling of people. Different names. And then he is saying how? Yadyat buta krama parayana means Vaidhi Bhakti. By adopting the path of Vaidhi Bhakti, chanting 16 rounds, following the four regulative principles. And or 64 principles given by Rupa Goswami. Shila. Shila Shikshaha. Krishna Anushilanam. You say, no? The type of practice they adopt in their life. Shiksha is the education. So education and training in practicing devotional service under the apprenticeship of a pure devotee. No? And then he says, Tiryang jana kim api. Why only the above categories of stri, shudra, huna, shabara, papa, jivaha? Even Tiryang jana means even animals also can be trained, he says. Who made the animals in the forest dance and chanting Hare Krishna? Tiryang jana api. Tiryang jana api kimu shruta dharanaye. By chanting and hearing the holy name and holding the holy name in one's heart, even animals can be delivered, he says. Or we can also say, two-legged animals also can be delivered. Dvipada pashu, when they can be delivered. So this is one very famous verse. I'll show you one more verse. Kirata hunandra pulinda pulkasha Abhira shumbhaya vanakashadaya Yanye cha papa yadapashrayashrayaha Shudhyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. So here there is a list of people given. See, Kirata means a province of old Bharata. Huna means part of Germany and Russia. Andhra, a province of southern India. Pulinda, the Greeks. Pulkashaha, another province is saying. Abhira, part of old Sindh. Shumbha means, that's the name of one of the provinces. Yavana means Turks. Khasa Adeha means Mongolian province. I think it should include Chinese also, I think, in this. Kasa. Adeha. Adeha actually means Chinese also. Actually, how do you know this is China, this is Turks? Whatever the Shastras say long before, that particular region of people will eat dogs. Even today they are eating dogs. Particular area of the planet people will eat cow flesh. They are still eating. They ate long before, now also they are eating. So it's proven also. Yeah, anyacha papa. Other people addicted to sinful activities. Very terrible sinful activities. In papa also there is papa, mahapapa, pataka, mahapataka, like that. More and more. Prabhupada used to say first class, second class, eighth class, ninth class, tenth class, like that used to say. All these people is saying, having taken shelter of the devotees of the Lord, shudyanti, at once they will be purified by taking shelter of Lord Vishnu's holy names. By the names of the Lord Vishnu, they'll be purified. Now, who is the person who delivered, you know, Turks and Chinese and Greeks and Germans? From India, although one famous saint went to America and told everybody, my dear brothers and sisters, long before, in 1892, I think. And then he got applause and he came back. But nobody spreaded the holy name and transformed the hearts of people by distributing the holy name. Whenever you hear of somebody chanting the holy name and delivered, immediately you quote only one example of Ratnakar becoming, you know, Valmiki by chanting Maramara. Or some people, you know, talk the story of Angulimal delivered by Buddha. Angulimal means you cut the angulis and wear a mala of people. Or you hear about like this, one or two stories of very old times are there. After that, there is a big gap. Then, recent stories you hear of people very, very fallen and degraded cow flesh eaters and dog eaters. And, you know, shwa means dog. Pach means one who is digesting. One who eats and digests dogs also. He is called as chandala. So, chandalas, nishadas, and such kinds of people who are living all over the globe. Therefore, the Shastras say one should not cross the ocean. If you go there, then you will also become a dog flesh eater or a cow flesh eater. Shastras say that. So, who is the person who delivered such people in the recent past? And, yeah, that goes without saying. Because the whole world is seeing it. Fortunately, we all are born in this world at a time when we can see with our eyes. Somebody who has been eating dog, now he has given up. And he has become a Brahmana in his con. He has become a second initiated devotee in his con. You can see with eyes. You know, 500, another 1,000 years down the line you come, it will only be history for you. There was one fellow called Prabhupada who came and he delivered such people. He began the Sankirtan movement. It will be a history for you. But now you are witnessing this great miracle happening. Actually, when the Gaudiya Vaishnava literatures mentioned about, you know, the holy name going all over the world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted, Prithivitaya Chaya Dinagara Digram Sarvatra Prachara Hoiva Moranam. He said, in every town and village in this world, my holy names will be chanted. When he says my holy names, that means people should chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So both are true. Both are true. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mantra is also true. Mahamantra, because both are one person only. Krishna only comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he says Moranam, that means it is Moranam is Krishna Nam, otherwise Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Nam. And both are being sung. You can see in Russia how they are dancing beautifully in the streets, dancing. You can see in America, you can see in London, you can see all over the world. So this second verse which I showed you now of very, very fallen souls accepting the holy name. If you say somebody else did it before Prabhupada, you have to quote references. You don't hear at all in this world. After Narada Muni, directly Prabhupada only you hear. So one more verse we will show. Naivam vidha purishakara urukramasya pumsam tadangri rajasat yatashad gunanam chitram vidura vigatah sakradadadita yannamadheyam adhuna sajahati bandham. This verse is about Priyavrat Maharaj, how he was greatly empowered by Supreme Lord to do miracles beyond compare with any other humans. He took the rim of the wheel and he divided the 7 varshas. Similarly, he also, the sun which would be giving light from one side, his wheel was giving light from the other side. Even in the night, you can have another sun. That kind of power Priyavrat Maharaj had. You will read in the 5th canto, 1st chapter, 35th verse. I am quoting here. But in this chapter you will read what all miracles that Priyavrat Maharaj did. So immediately Shukadeva Goswami says, don't think such miracles the ordinary human being cannot do. Why? Because he says that the naivam vidaha, na evam vidaha purushakara urukramasya. Urukramasya is the Supreme Lord. Just as Supreme Lord Vamana, he came like a small baby, small boy. But then he expanded his body from earth to sky and did such miracles beyond compare, isn't it? Similarly, the Lord's devotees also, who are the devotees? Tad Angri Rajasa. Those who have the dust particles of the Lord's lotus feet on their heads. They can do exactly similar activities. They can do. Don't be surprised. Once Prabhupada asked, see, Hanuman jumped over to Lanka, whereas Lord Rama needed a Setu Bandha. So who is greater? He asked. Then Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya chanted 1 lakh names or 2 lakh names every day. But Haridas Thakur Namacharya chanted? So who is greater? He asked. Then Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya preached all over India, but I preached all over the world. Who is greater? Who is greater? So people are very bewildered and confused. Then Prabhupada said, see, a father always delights in praising his son as better than himself. You go to any father in a village, he will say, I am only a farmer,
but my son is an engineer. वो पढ़ा लिखा, हमें कुछ पढ़ा नहीं, मैं अंगूठा छाप. People are very proud saying that. Is there anybody here, you tell me, who says that a father will be feeling ego problem with the son? To praise the son as better than himself? You will not feel that. Similarly, Lord also empowers the devotee to do even better than himself. If a kangaroo jumps 8 feet, and a kangaroo's baby who is in his pocket, he jumps 16 feet. So Lord in the same manner empowers his devotees to do miracles. So therefore, what is the miracle he did? Chitram vidura vigataha sakrida adadita. Vidura vigata means chandala. Even a chandala sakrida adadita, even only once if he chants the holy name, yan namadheyam sajahati bandham, all the bondage is cut to pieces for even a chandala who chants the holy name only once. That means, even in the countries like West and others, they heard the holy name being sung in the street. That itself is a great glory for someone to hear the holy name. One time, His Holiness Kadambakaran Maharaj was showing us a small video clip of Harinam Sankirtan in the streets. And he said, you know, this is a very special video, he said. Even a Karmi is performing devotional service. Can you show? He asked us. So we were all very attentively watching. We saw many Karmis were watching the Harinam, but they were not doing any devotional service. After the clip was over, he said, did you observe one of the Karmis was tapping his shoes when Harinam was, Kirtan was going on? He said, yes. We observed that. Yes, we said. That is his devotional service, he said. Because he's tapping to the tune of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. So, you will see, even the non-devotees, Karmis, who refuse to come to temple, even they clap hands. Children in the streets are jumping up and down, by hearing the holy name. So, if this holy name is sung, especially in countries where people eat dogs, people eat cow flesh and all that, by hearing the holy name and by enthusiastically reciting it, people will give up all the sinful activities. He says in this purport, you can note this number 5135. Later on, you go back and read this purport. A great secret is mentioned in this purport. How a chandala's body becomes a body better than a brahmana's body. And then Prabhupada picks up this argument and says, some Indian brahmanas will say that, you know, how can a chandala's body be better than brahmana's body? If a chandala is chanting holy name in this life, next life you will get the body of a brahmana, they may say. Prabhupada says, no. In this very life, they become better than brahmana, he says. And he says, how? He says, when the subtle body has some material desires, then the gross body is activated to fulfill those desires. But when one chants the holy name, all the material desires are finished. And kama, krodha, lobha, everything is finished. Therefore, the subtle body, not having any material desires, does not activate the gross body to do sinful activities anymore. That means the gross body is now utilized only for Krishna's service. The eyes, the ears, the nose and tongue and skin and everything. So because the body of the chandala right now has stopped performing sinful activities and is used only in service to Lord Vishnu or Krishna. And since subtle body has no more material desires, so you can compare the body of a chandala to an iron rod put in fire, which has become fiery now, spiritualized. On the other hand, a brahmana's body can also be doing mundane activities in terms of speculation in the mind. And certain brahmanas are still doing sense gratification in this world. So his body is inferior, like the Prabhupada proves it. He says that, and so he quotes the example of that yata kanchanatam. He says that Sanatana Goswami says, if you put a soft iron core into a, or a bell metal, if you put it in a rasayan, it turns into gold. You know, it's called alchemy process. So he says that. Similarly, you put a chandala into the elixir of the holy name and take out, he'll be a golden Vaishnava. He becomes like a golden. His heart becomes golden completely. So, in this way, who is the person who dipped all the chandalas, yavanas, mlechas all over the world in the elixir of the holy name and turned them into golden Vaishnavas? That I will not say. You have to say that. So, I have shown you 3 verses now. Now, we will go to an article. What is this? How to close it? Okay. See, Prabhupada's appearance predicted in scriptures. One Demian Martins, he has written the article. So, from this, I will show you 8 more predictions than what I showed you till now. Already 3 slokas I showed you. 8 more predictions are mentioned here. He says that Prabhupada's appearance and accomplishments are a turning point not only in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, but in the very history of human civilization. So it's not surprising that they were predicted many centuries ago. And then he says, Srila Prabhupada's deeds were self-evident, unprecedented and matchless. There is hardly any scope to doubt that he is the personality who is being directly or indirectly pointed out here. So then he begins quoting. This is a newspaper article published about Prabhupada's appearance predicted in the scriptures. So let us see what else is the first prediction here. Prediction 1. It's a Tamil verse in Thiruvai Mozhi. It's a section of the Nalaira Divya Prabandham. It's a very famous Vaishnava literature where Nammalvar speaks this verse. Pudika Pudika Poitri, like that. There's a verse given here. So it's in Tamil verse, the meaning of which I will show you. You can see the meaning. Somebody read it, take the mic.
Victory, victory, victory. I behold something wonderful. All the inauspiciousness of the living entities is destroyed. No one is going to hell. Yamraj has no more any work, and the effects of Kali Yuga ceased to exist. This is because all over the world, an increasing number of Lord Vishnu's devotees sing his names while dancing and playing musical instruments.
This he wrote. Yeah. See, this is written thousands of years ago, long before. So he is actually prophesizing, he is witnessing. So who made this, this prophecy true? So, because nobody else had done it. Even in Gaudiya Vaishnava circles, when they heard this Mahaprabhu's, Prithiviti Acharya Nagaradigram, when people heard that, they thought it will be only within India at the most. They thought it cannot go out of India. But this prediction has been made true. I forgot to show you one Nityananda Prabhu's prediction. I forgot to show you. I only showed you 3 shlokas from Bhagavatam. I showed you. Now I will show you one Nityananda Prabhu's prediction also. Somebody has to keep a count of how many things I am showing. So. See, this is Alal Nath, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to Alal Nath before going to South India. Keha Nache Keha Gaya Shri Krishna Gopal.
Keha Nache Keha Gaya Shri Krishna Gopal.
Premete Bhasila Loka Stri Vridha Abhal. So Mahaprabhu's very beautiful golden form, dancing and singing, when the people of the Alal Nath saw, they got thrilled. They surrounded in big number. Keha Nacha, somebody seeing Mahaprabhu, he also danced. And Keha Gaya, somebody was singing loudly. And what they sang? Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandalal. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandalal. Bolo, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandalal. Govinda, Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala. Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dinadaya. Keshava Madhava Dinadayal, Keshava Madhava Dinadayal.
మాధవ దీన దయా జయ గోవింద జయ గోపాల కేశవ మాధవ దీన దయా జయ గోవింద జయ గోపాల కేశవ మాధవ దీన దయా జయ గోవింద జయ గోపాల కేశవ మాధవ దీన దయా ఈవన్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు వాజ్ అమేజ్డ్ సీయింగ్ ది ఎక్స్టసీ ఆఫ్ ద అలాల్నాథ్ వాసీస్ హూ ఆర్ సింగింగ్ అండ్ డాన్సింగ్ ఆల్సో ప్రేమైతే భాసీల లోక స్త్రీ వృద్ధ బాల్ హూ ఆర్ ఆల్ దర్ దెర్ వర్ స్త్రీ విమెన్ ఎల్డర్లీ పీపుల్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ ఫ్లోటింగ్ ఇన్ ప్రేమ అట్ దట్ టైమ్ లార్డ్ నిత్యానంద సా దట్ అండ్ నిత్యానంద మేడ్ కమెంట్ హియర్ దేఖి నిత్యానంద ప్రభు కహే భక్త గణే ఏ రూపే నృత్య ఆగే హబే గ్రామే గ్రామే అపాన్ సీయింగ్ ద చాంటింగ్ అండ్ డాన్సింగ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు లార్డ్ నిత్యానంద ప్రెడిక్టెడ్ దట్ లేటర్ దర్ వుడ్ బి డాన్సింగ్ అండ్ చాంటింగ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ విలేజ్ సో దాట్ ప్రెడిక్షన్ ఆల్సో హస్ కమ్ ట్రూ సో నా హౌ మెనీ ఆర్ ఓవర్ నా వన్ ఇస్ ప్రతిపతి ఆచార్య నగరాది గ్రామ్ అండ్ వన్ ఇస్ బై చైతన్య మహాప్రభు వన్ ఇస్ బై నిత్యానంద ప్రభు అండ్ త్రీ మోర్ వర్సెస్ ఫ్రమ్ భాగవతం అండ్ ఇస్ సిక్స్ ఆర్ ఓవర్ అండ్ దిస్ వన్ ఇస్ సెవెంత్ వన్ తమిళ్ వర్స్ వచ్చి తోల్యూ నారాయణ దివ్య ప్రబంధం యా ఓకే లెట్ అస్ ప్రొసీడ్ ఫర్దర్ వన్ మోర్ ప్లీజ్ రీడ్ దిస్ వన్ సంబడి
ప్రెడిక్షన్ నెంబర్ టూ ఇన్ ద భాగవత మహాత్మ్య ఇన్ ద ఉత్తరఖండ్ ఆఫ్ ద పద్మ పురాణ భక్తి పర్సోనిఫైడ్ టెల్స్ నారద్ ముని దట్ ఆఫ్టర్ ట్రావెలింగ్ త్రూ సెవెరల్ ప్లేసెస్ ఇన్ ఇండియా షీ రీచ్డ్ వృందావన్ దెన్ she declares her resolution of leaving from Vrindavan to go to foreign countries.
See, you can read about this in the Gorakhpur Press has published a book on Bhagavatam, one volume edition of the, all the 18,000 verses. It's a brown color book, big size. So bulky book, all the only the shlokas are there, no translations. Translation one is also available, but one with only shlokas are also available. Go through the Bhagavata Mahatmya section in the beginning. So there you will find Bhakti Mata says that I came from Dravida Desh and I came to Maharashtra. From there I went to Gujarat. From Gujarat I went to Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan she says that now I have become kshin. Look at my two children. They were bony and skinny. Huh? Who are those two children? Jnana and Vairagya. Narada Muni came and saw. And he felt pity. He asked Bhakti Mata, why your children are malnourished like this? Huh? What, did they have a premature birth in 7th month only? Huh? Huh? So why are they so weak? Huh? So she said, I also don't know what is to be done. Then Narada said, the best way to give spiritual nourishment to any weak person is, one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And Chatushkumaras also came there. Then Narada Muni said, can you please instruct on Srimad Bhagavatam for these children and nourish them? And Kumara said, oh Narada, who can be a better authority than you to speak on Bhagavatam? Narada said, no, I would like to hear from you. Then the Kumara spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. So, at that time, hearing Bhagavatam, she also became nourished. And also the two children became very nourished also. At that time she says this, what she says here, you see. Idam sthanam parityajya videsham gamyate maya. Even any of you who knows little Sanskrit is enough to understand this. You don't know what is Videsh? Already many boys are going Videsh. Idam sthanam parityajya means giving up in India, this place, Vrindavan. She is in Vrindavan only. She is saying, I will give up Vrindavan and I will go to abroad, she says. So who took Bhakti Mata by leaving Vrindavan and taking her abroad? Yeah. Now let us go to prediction 3, now next one. This one.
By the end of the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Krishna Janma Khanda, chapter 129, verse number 49 to 51, we find the narration of the departure of Lord Krishna from this world and how all the holy rivers headed by the personified Ganges approached him.
Yeah, when they came to know Krishna is going to leave this world and go back to his abode,
the holy river start, let us also better pack up and go with the Lord now. You know, what will we do here in this horrible world? And that too, Kali Yuga is also coming now. You know? So they thought like that. See, Bhagirathi, who is Bhagirathi? Ganga. One of the names of Ganga. There are many different names of Ganga. You will see Ganga dividing into seven when you go to the north. You will see that. So one of the names is Bhagirathi. Bhagirathi is saying now, Bhagirathi Vacha. He Nata Ramana Sreshtha. Yasi Golokamuttamam. Asmakam Kagatischa Atra. Bhavishyati Kalau Yuge. She's asking, hey, Ramana Sreshtha, oh Krishna, who performs very beautiful pastimes. Yasi Golokamuttamam, you are returning back to your Goloka abode. Asmakam Kagatischa Atra. What about us? We, all the holy rivers, we are very worried about what will happen to us. And Bhavishyati Kalau Yuge, Kali Yuga is coming. Many dangerous fellows with blackish sins will come. And they will dump all their sinful, you know, reactions in us. And all of us rivers will become completely blackish. Already they are dumping pollution in Yamuna and Ganga. Ganga Bachao, Yamuna Bachao, there are many projects are coming up. Correct, no? So, what they predicted became true. And then Bhagavan is telling them. Krishna is telling them. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Kale Pancha Sahasrani. Varshani Tishtha Bhutale. Papani Papino Yanti. Tubhyam Dasyanti Snanataha. He says, oh my dear holy rivers, first I am going to tell you one bad news and then a good news. What is the first bad news? He said, after pancha means five, sahasra means 1,000. 5,000 years from now, he said, which once? When Krishna was present. 5,000 years from now, he said, papani papyano yanti tubhyam dasyanti snanataha. The great souls who will deliver the most sinful people of the world, they will come and take bath in your rivers. He will say that. See, the people will come to you and upon bathing will give you their sins and you should remain in the earth for 5,000 years. Actually, here he is talking about the most sinful people will come and take bath in you in this 5,000 years. But after 5,000 years, what will happen? He says here, Man Mantro Pasaka Sparshat. See, Mat Mantra means those who chant my mantra. What is that mantra? I don't know. Anybody can say? So, those who practically worship this mantra, Upasaka Sparsha, by their Sparsha, when you are touched, Bhasmi Bhutani Tatshanat, all the sinful reactions dumped by the sinful people on you will be destroyed when those who chant my holy names will come and touch you. And then he says, Bhavishyanti Darshanacha. Snanat evahi janavi. They will come and bathe in you, snanat. What to speak of bathing in you? Simply by their darshan you will get purified. He is saying, darshanat. So in this way he is saying, touch, glance, bathing, all those sins will be immediately burnt. So this is from which scripture? Padma Purana. Where there is a dialogue between Krishna and holy rivers. So Krishna spoke this 5,000 years ago, which is mentioned here, and exactly 5,000 years later, Prabhupada appeared, isn't it? He appeared and then he went all over the world. There is one more verse from Padma Purana, I don't have it here. It says that the char varnas will disappear in the world. Why? Because people will become so sinful, they will not follow varnashrama. But all the char varnas will combine and become yeka varna, that will be hari bhaktas. Like that. That one more verse also is there. There is a prediction by Nostradamus also. That also can be added as one of the evidences. Nostradamus says, one very great Indian religion will spread all over the world and permeate the world to such a degree, every nook and corner it will be followed. And what is that? Everybody is going to come to see now. So, and then one more prediction here. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya is declaring, Prithvi Paryanta Yata Ache Desha Grama Sarvatra Sanchara Haive Kamora Nama. So this is from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antilila. In every town and village of the world, the chanting of my name will be heard. Like I told you, one more verse. Prithivite acheya dinagaradigram sarvatra prachara hoi bhamaranam. Similar verse. Then one more prediction here. Let us see who keeps the count. So now there are two verses. One is Prithivite acheya dinagaradigram, and this is one more now, which I showed you now. Correct, na? And then another prediction. Chaitanya Mangal. In Sutra Kanda, Chaitanya Mangal, it is said here. Lord Chaitanya clearly mentions that he will send his leading preacher abroad. He is saying, Ebe nama sankirtana tikshna katgalaya antara asura jiver feliba katiya. Mahaprabhu is saying, I will bring the sword of the holy name of Sankirtan and antara asura. Who is antara asura? The six anatas. He will not cut our head. He will cut only the head of our demons only inside. Fortunately. So, he says, antara asura jiver, in the jiva's hearts, he says, Felipe katiya. I will cut all the asuras in the heart of the jivas. Yadi papi chadi dharma dura desha jai. Mora senapati bhakta yai beta thai. In case anybody slips out of India and goes abroad, then what I will do? I will send my Senapati Bhakta abroad. Who is the Senapati Bhakta? See, he says that. Taking the sharp sword of the congregation, chanting of the holy name, I will root out and destroy the demoniac mentality in the hearts of the conditioned souls. If some sinful people escape and giving up religious principles go to far off countries, then my commander-in-chief, Senapati Bhakta, will appear to chase them and distribute Krishna consciousness. And in the more recent days, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, they also predicted propagation of Sankirtan movement. See, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what he wrote in Sajjan Toshini in 1885. And in 1896, there is one more book called as Life and Precepts of Lord Chaitanya, which went to Germany. He sent that book. So, in these two places, you find mention about Prabhupada's appearance. Read this, what he says.
Lord Chaitanya did not advent himself to liberate only a few men in India. Rather, his main objective was to emancipate all living entities of all countries throughout the entire universe and preach the eternal religion. There is no doubt that this unquestionable order will come to pass. Very soon, the unparalleled path of Harinama Sankirtan will be propagated all over the world. Oh, for that day, when the fortunate English, French, Russian, German and American people will take up banners, mridangas and kartals and raise kirtan through the streets and towns. When will that day come? That day will witness the holy transcendental ecstasy of the Vaishnava Dharma to be the only Dharma, and all the sects and religions will flow like rivers into the ocean of Vaishnava Dharma. When will that day come?
See, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what he predicted has become true now. Isn't it? I was in Calcutta during the Golden Jubilee celebration of ISKCON, 50th year. So, 120 country people came, all of them together to Calcutta for a Harinam Sankirtan, International Harinam Sankirtan. So, I was also there participating in it. So, that morning, evening was the Harinam Sankirtan. That morning, our devotee is Radharaman Prabhu. He is a manager. He wrote a letter to Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi. He wrote him and said, sir, today evening we have a very grand program here in Calcutta where 120 countries are participating in Harinam. So we were a little hesitant about conducting this because you have a record of bringing 105 countries all across the globe. Your name is in Guinness Book of World Record, bringing 105 countries to India. Now our record may break your record. So we were a little shy whether we can go ahead. What is your proposal? If you want, you can reduce the countries. And then Narendra Modi, immediately, same day by noon, we got a reply. He said, I am proud of ISKCON that you people have brought 120 countries under one roof of banner of India. and you are conducting the Harinam Sankirtan, you have my best wishes for the program. Go ahead, he said. So, I was there also. So everybody was carrying their small, small flag of their country. If you see the flag, you may not even know which country they belong to, because every country, some country has stars, some have moon, different, different shapes. They were all carrying. And then they were all led to, in the front, there were devotees who were carrying a big Indian flag they were carrying. And then they went to, what is that, Victoria, there is one Victoria memorial building, big building. In Prabhupada's days, Prabhupada told those fellows, if you give this Victoria building to me, huge building, Prabhupada said, I'll make his temple here, I'll make this headquarters. They said, no, it's a government building, we cannot give it. Then he said, okay, then Mayapur will make headquarters. So we went to that Victoria building, and then you will see the videos of the devotees from all the countries dancing with their flags, with all the other Sankirtan banners also. So what Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted has become true, taking flags and banners, he says. Then, see, Prabhupada is talking in morning walk, February 3rd, 1975 in Hawaii, Prabhupada says. Read it. Two devotees read it. You and one more devotee. A devotee can ask.
Devotee, we can understand all of your instructions simply by reading your books.
Yes. Anyway, follow the instruction. That is required. Follow the instruction. Wherever you remain, it doesn't matter. You are secure. Follow the instruction. Then you are secure anywhere. It doesn't matter. Just like I told you that I saw my Guru Maharaj not more than 10 days in my life, but I followed his instruction. I was a grahastha. I never lived with the matha in the temple. It is practical. So many god brothers recommended that he should be in charge in this Bombay temple, this, that. Guru Maharaj said, yes, better he lives outside. That is good. And he will do what is needed in due course of time.
Room conversation.
June 17th.
This is another one. Room conversation. This is room conversation. And then here one more dialogue of Prabhupada. See, this is about Prabhupada telling his guru, told that in due course of time he will do everything. His guru had a great faith that Prabhupada will do this. And there is another dialogue which Prabhupada says about astrologer. Yes.
And in my horoscope, there was written there, after 70th year, this man will go outside India and establish so many temples. I could not understand. What is this? That I have to go outside India? That is not. And Guru Maharaj foretold. He told my god brothers, Sridhar Maharaj and others, that he will do the needful when time comes. Nobody requires to help him. He told in 1935. And after all, this was true. Guru Maharaj told. And in the beginning, first sight, he told, you have to do this.
Because when he met his Guru Maharaj for the first time, when he and Naren offered obeisances, what did Bhaktivinoda Thakur say? You young men, why didn't you take this message of Lord Chaitanya to the Western world in English language? Isn't it? As soon as he saw him, first he gave that instruction. So Abhay, when he got up, he thought, this man doesn't even know me and he's giving me a lifelong instruction. He was surprised. Then he asked him a question. How do you say people will take the message of Lord Chaitanya seriously in the Western world? India is under foreign rule. And then his guru spoke 1 hour. You will see what all he spoke. Many times we know that the guru spoke. But there is some, in Leelamrita, he gives a summary of what he spoke. His guru told, there has never been any religion like the one propagated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the past. Or there will never be anybody like Lord Chaitanya and his followers in the future, because Lord Chaitanya propagated a philosophy of love of God which is universally applicable. He teaches the love of God and makes the most harmless species called Vaishnava. Why Vaishnavas are the most harmless species? Because Pandita, they love all the creatures. Prabhupada says, some people may love one caste people, one creed, one color, one nationality. Or some people love all humans, still they kill cows. Some people love the dogs, but they kill the cows in the Western world. But Prabhupada said, when you become a Vaishnava, you will not even cause harm to even to a small ant also. Why? And then Prabhupada said, that is complete love, he said. If you don't love Krishna, all other love is incomplete love. Yeah? Every other love. Why incomplete love? If you love India, you have to hate Pakistan. Yeah? If you love America, you have to hate the blacks. Yeah? If you love Hitler, then you have to hate the Jews. Yeah? You love. But if you love Krishna, you love everybody. Love Krishna, love God, love all. Yeah? So, therefore, once you love Krishna, all jivas are Krishna's children, part and parcels. You cannot hate anybody. There is nothing outside of Krishna. Everything is within Krishna only. So if you love him, you love everyone and everything. So therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, even after offering doctorates for people of their country, what are the doctorates doing? The doctorates are busy creating scuds and missiles and bombs to throw in the neighborhood country. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, after going from LKG, UKG, first standard up to doctorate, still that, you know, that barbaric mentality of destroying the people of the neighborhood country is not gone. And what is the neighborhood country doing? They are also preparing doctorate and post-doctorates to create bomb to throw in this country. So people always call, mischief to each other. They do mischief and they do demoniac activities towards each other, even after becoming doctorates and post-doctorates. But on the other hand, even a person who is an illiterate, he becomes Krishna conscious. He cannot harm anybody. A devotee cannot harm anybody. When a devotee is situated in Krishna consciousness. So when Prabhupada heard it, he was thrilled. You know, he said, while going, Lord Chaitanya's message is in the right hands. I am so happy. And he said, on that particular day, I accepted him as my spiritual master. And he surrendered his life to him. Although 10 years later, he took initiation from him. He gave his life to him. So, there are innumerable predictions like this on Srila Prabhupada. Now, one more thing is only Satchipadas Maharaj writes about Prabhupada being a Shaktiyavesh avatar. One devotee was asking about this to me. What is Shaktiyavesh? In Shaktiyavesh avatar means one who is highly empowered incarnation of the Lord. There are two types of people in there. One is called Sakshat, one is called Avesh. Sakshat means Lord himself comes as Shaktiyavesh avatar. And Avesh means Lord takes a jiva and empowers the jiva to do some miracle beyond human ability. For example, if I keep a race, imagine say with a Mercedes Benz and a Maruti and a Luna, starting from our NVCC temple up to Lonavala. Three of you will put you in vehicles. Who will come first? Benz. Then who will come? Maruti. Then lastly who will come? Luna. Now imagine all the three are going very fast as they can. Suddenly a helicopter comes from the top and lifts the Luna and takes it to Lonavala. Then who will come first?
Luna.
Yeah. That is called empowerment. Correct, no? See, what was Prabhupada's age when he went to America? What do you think any average Indian man in 70 will do? He will take his grandson for a walk. Isn't it? He may watch TV in the evening, he may read newspaper in the morning, and he may want to give some advice to the family members which they don't want to listen. But in that age, Prabhupada took a risk. Not only that, Krishna shows it. He got a couple of heart attacks. I saw in India, people get a, if a man has got heart attack once, his walking style only changes. Slowly walks, very, very careful. Because any time heart may break, no? He has a fear. But he got how many? Yeah, two heart attacks he got, there is a possibility for a third. So you can imagine, he could have taken a U-turn and come back to India. He didn't come. So can you imagine somebody doing 12 years of such vibrant activities after two heart attacks? Therefore it is empowerment. There's no doubt. After the age of 70. And not only that, as if planted by the Lord, you will find, is always Indradumna Swami Maharaj, from the Agastya Nadi, he found out, he actually was, his Purva Janam and everything was mentioned about being born in India, Brahmana in India. Before, there have been many of these people who are planted abroad, have been great saintly people in the past. But now they are purposefully planted by the Lord in Western world, in Western bodies, waiting to receive Prabhupada. When Prabhupada went there, the Lord actually arranged, orchestrated, Lord and the devotee, they dance together like in Rasa dance. Gopis and Krishna dance together. Similarly, the devotee appears, when you see Prabhupada there are two aspects of Prabhupada's life. One is divine aspect, one is human aspect. The human aspect is not missed out when you see the Lord's and devotees' pastimes. Why? The human being, aspect is what touches our heart. Like when you hear about Prabhupada going for bhakti water distribution and, you know, cow attacking him, you know, and one day he fainted due to the sunstroke on the road. His friend saw a old man, a man lying on the road. He picked him up and put him in the car. Then he saw it was his own friend. Or Prabhupada getting two heart attacks and struggling in America for 1 year. So when you hear all these things, it softens our heart, melts our heart, and we cry for Prabhupada and we want to dedicate our life. Why Krishna does all these things? Also, once we spoke about the 8 obstacles Prabhupada faced in America, there was nobody to help him. Why the Lord does it? To show the human side of Prabhupada. What is the human side? His struggles that he had to undergo to establish the Krishna consciousness movement. Without hearing those struggles, we will never feel sympathy for him. When we hear those struggles, then we want to do something for him. And the other side is miracle side. How? Even after 2 heart attacks, he could go to America and he could convince people who are very tough to convince. America is a country, they have Statue of Liberty standing there. What is the meaning of Statue of Liberty? American culture means freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of action. And you tell them, accept a guru in Guru Parampara, take the mala, chant the holy name. Is it an easy thing? So, therefore you can see it's a miracle beyond any ordinary human being's behavior. And how in those 12 years, Chaitanya Charitamrita was brought out in how many months? 2 months. 2 months they printed it. Just 2 months. And Srimad Bhagavatam, a masterpiece treatise that Prabhupada wrote. So recently, Toshanimaya Prabhu was too very much inspired by Prabhupada's Leelamrita and everything. He has gathered and collected this kind of, very nice year-wise contribution of Prabhupada beginning from 1965. So he has published a book which will come out very soon. It's a very easy to read book. Probably we could prescribe such a kind of book for the school children or college students and conduct a contest for them to get awareness of Prabhupada, isn't it? So, and today I told you so many predictions. So many, anybody count, kept a count of it? How many? 14. Some are saying 14, some are saying 16. So, somewhere close to that surely. So many predictions are there to see Prabhupada. So Shakti Avesh means Prabhupada is also a servant of Krishna, but Krishna is empowering him to do miraculously something beyond. And there is one more recording of Prabhupada where Prabhupada says that, I was in the spiritual world, I don't like austerities, Prabhupada said. In the spiritual world there is no austerity. Said, any amount of gulab jamun you can eat, samosas you can eat. Here there are so many austerities. Don't do this, don't do that. So Prabhupada said, I never like to come to material world, but Krishna requested me. Please go. Go to the material world and this is the time you are supposed to appear and create a Sankirtan revolution as a Senapati Bhakta. So Prabhupada says, Krishna requested me. So because Krishna requested, I couldn't say no, I obliged. So I came. Prabhupada says that. So in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, it is said, the acharyas, when they see the soul suffering in the material world, they loudly cry. Alas, alas, how happy place is Vaikuntha. And look at this suffering souls, jivas, who are rotting in the Maya's clutches. So due to their pity for the jivas, they voluntarily descend down from the spiritual world. Sometimes requested by the Lord, other times due to their own compassion, they descend in this world. And they come and live in the midst of us, like one of us, as if they are a human being. Like you must have heard Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Malati Mataji and a few Prabhupada disciples were walking with Prabhupada in a beach and Prabhupada was walking ahead. So they wanted to actually take dust from the footprint of Prabhupada, but there was no footprint. Prabhupada was walking ahead. They saw all of them were making deep footprint because it is a wet mud. So their footprints were coming, chapal footprints, but Prabhupada was not coming. So they were surprised. When they asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada just smiled it off. He didn't say. So he may appear like us, wandering amongst us, like any human being, but actually he is a transcendental acharya, who is beyond the material platform. So in conclusion, I wanted to say one thing very important. 5 reasons Why? Everything is in Prabhupada's books. I will say these five reasons and I will conclude the class. This is written by His Holiness Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj. First reason, he says, people who read Prabhupada's books very superficially, they will think Prabhupada is repeating the same over and over again. They will tend to think like that. And who are they like? He says, they are like the person who goes to a ocean and he is surfing on the top. He only gets fishes. But a person who goes deep into the ocean, he gets Navaratnas. Similarly, those people who go deep in Prabhupada purports will get Navaratna-like realizations. He says there are many, many layers of realizations hidden in Prabhupada books. So one should go deep and read it over and over again, he says. Second thing he says, Prabhupada's miracle, he says, is all the acharyas like Sanatana Goswami or Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Sridhara Swami, Jiva Goswami, they have all written Tika for Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada read all of them in Sanskrit and only picked those points which he felt can be easily understood and applied by the Kali Yuga Jivas like us. And he gave them also in which language? English. They had written everything in which language? Sanskrit. So he made it easy for us. For example, he says, Lord Brahma is the engineer of the universe. Like that he writes. So it makes it easy for us because we know what a civil engineer does. We all know that. He's the creator of the building. We understand. Similarly, the Upanishads say the example of Atma as the charioteer, I mean as the passenger in the chariot and the body to be a chariot. Now instead of chariot, Prabhupada turned the example into a car, car a driver. Now how many people go to office in chariot? But people can understand which one? Car. So he told the example, car and driver. Immediately people can understand. According to the people in Kali Yuga, the examples could be understandable. Like if you, the words like kirit, mukut, if you write, you know, Indians can understand, but foreign people cannot understand. So for them he wrote helmet. Correct, no? If you say helmet in India, they will think that our helmet. So you will see Prabhupada used phrases and words which can help foreign people to understand. So and made the very complicated, difficult commentaries, because Gaur Govind Maharaj says the Vaishnava philosophy is subtle, sublime and difficult. He says three things. He says it's very subtle because the knowledge of spiritual knowledge is not like, you know, thermodynamics, or it is not like you know, hydraulics and machinery, or theory of machines, or you know, workshop technology or anything like that. It's not a gross science, it's a very subtle science. First of all, beyond the Panchamahabhut, we have Man, Buddhi, Ahankar, beyond that Jiva, beyond that, you know, Ishwar. And in Ishwar also there are a lot of deep things. There is Aishwarya Bhav, Madhurya Bhav, there are five rasas, so many things are there. So how are you going to convey oceanic information of the Shastra within some purports? So he says the Shastric knowledge is very, what do you say, subtle and sublime. Sublime means it is divine. And there is a saying in English, do not throw pearls to swine. Swine means a pig. If you throw some Navaratnas to a pig, what the pig will do? You'll smell. Oh, this is not stool. And he'll go away. Correct, no? Similarly, many people, they saw the Shastra, Puranas and everything, and people gave it up and went for modern day science and technology. People had no interest in them. But Prabhupada made the Puranas interesting and relevant, practical, easy to apply, easy to relate, approachable. He made it very easy for us. So he made the subtle and sublime and difficult things very easy. So this is one thing he says. And then fourthly he says that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also wrote a commentary. If you want to read that, even British people needed dictionary to find out many of the things that he spoke. So many of the commentaries are difficult. Even Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur commentary, if you read now, some things you will understand. You will not understand. Some of the things you have to ask somebody who has read it deeply. Some of the things Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says can only be understood by those who have realization. After going to great depth of realization only, that means even the purports of certain acharyas have to awaken in our hearts by Krishna's grace. It's not a theory, you cannot just read. But Prabhupada's purports are such that even a LKG child can understand. You will see, because Prabhupada, how he gives purport, you know, he will say, you see, you are not the body, you are the spirit soul. The body is like the car. You are like the driver. And then without the driver, the car cannot move. Isn't it? And the car is Jada. And the driver is Chetan. You are giving some petrol to the car. You have to give some food for the driver. And around the car and driver, you will go for one para, two paragraphs. Sometimes you may think he is repeating. He knows he has to repeat because Kali Yuga Jeeva has a forgetfulness. Another interesting thing you will see in Prabhupada's purport. Anywhere, you know, any page you open, any purports, repeatedly you will hear Krishna is master, you are his servant. You have to serve him. The purports vibrate that. Why? Prabhupada knows very well Kali Yuga Jeevas have a tendency not to read in order. They will begin 2-3 pages, jump, immediately jump. Wherever you jump, you cannot escape Krishna. Whether it's Bhagavad Gita or any purport. At the same time, he has not missed out anything. All the vital points from Acharya's purports are given. In that, like that he says that. So, then the fourth point is what I told now. He says that Prabhupada's purports are very... okay, I'll tell you the exact wordings that he uses. First one is fish and gems. I told you that. And second one is... yeah, this is another one. He says that Prabhupada gave his purports in a seed form. So, if you sow the seed of a mango, what do you get eventually? Big mango tree and thousands of mangoes you can get. Similarly, Prabhupada has given in seed form which can be expanded. Those who are faithful to Prabhupada, they can take this seed form purports and they can elaborate one class every day you can see in his contemples. People take one purport and they can elaborate on it, taking the seed form. And if you don't give in seed form, if you give in tree form, then all the Acharya's purport, Bhagavatam will become thousands of volumes. You won't be able to read. It will be difficult. So therefore, he has given it in seed forms. Another thing he says, that because he was Shaktyavesh avatar sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could give a commentary which can be understood by Kali Yuga Jeevas. Like that he says. Another thing he says is, last one he says, there is no English equivalent for many Sanskrit words. Because Vaishnava philosophy has its own specific language, he says. For example, in Vaishnava philosophy you will find, I want to take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So people wonder, what is the meaning of taking shelter of lotus feet? If you picture it in the mind, it looks like some, you have to become a dust below the feet. What it is? So Vaishnava philosophy is very, very sublime. You will find, you know, there are, so Prabhupada knew what, like for example, if you see Sneha, Pranaya, Raga, Anuraga, Bhava, Mahabhava, these are all different depths of love. So you can only say Sneha means love, Pranaya means more love, Raga means more love. You know, Anuraga means most love. There is no word in English. So then how can you take Vaishnava philosophy and decode it to the modern day people? It's not very easy. But Prabhupada somehow could make the people understand the philosophy. You can imagine the most finest of the philosophies. Anarpita charam chirat karunayada vatirna kalau samarpayitum unnatojvalarasam swabhaktim shriyam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anarpita means for long time Radha Krishna Bhakti was not taught in the world for long time. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought that, the sublime pastimes of Radha Krishna and Vajibasis. But Prabhupada made it easy for us to understand it. There are people across the globe, you go to any country, in the Vyasas and foreigners are sitting and they are speaking from Bhagavatam. Some of the foreigners, they have become so learned in Sanskrit, like his own as Bhanu Maharaj, His Grace, Gopi Paranadana Prabhu, and people like that, his own as Mahanadi Swami. So you can find people who are born in countries abroad, they have become so eloquent in Sanskrit, so learned in scholarship in Sanskrit, and they are translating hundreds and thousands of books. So one Prabhupada disciple can deliver the whole Brahmanda. Brahmande tarite shakti dare jane jane. Brahmande tarite shakti. Ye veda purana. So, this line says, Brahmande tarite shakti dare jane jane means one guru can deliver one Brahmanda. They have so much potency, so much power. And therefore is called Prabhu Pad. Pad means lotus feet. Prabhu means master. The master in whose lotus feet such great souls sit. So, Prabhupada's name is used for Rupa Goswami also. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Jiva Goswami Prabhupada. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. So, Abhay Charanaravinda A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We say like that. So, for great souls we use it. Because he was such a personality who did such a miracle. He deserves the name Prabhupada. Because in his lotus feet sits all the spiritual masters who each of them is so potent and so powerful, making hundreds and thousands. Even Pejavamrita Swami glorified Prabhupada like anything. He told that although many of us in India we practice Krishna consciousness in India, he was the only person who had the daring to go abroad and transform the whole world by distributing the holy name all across the globe. So therefore, one should systematically and logically understand Prabhupada's position. And Prabhupada's movement started some time ago, 50 years ago, but it is now in expanding mode. And so all of you are also a part of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Chaitanya Charitamrita is continuing through all of you. You are also one of the characters. Just like Prabhupada is a Senapati Bhakta in the army of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada disciples are also characters in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So maybe later after 10-20,000 years, Chaitanya Charitamrita extended edition will be written where all of your names will come. We are also part of Chaitanya Leela. And the Sankirtan mission is spreading all over the world. So earlier Chaitanya Leela happened in Bangladesh and India. And now the extended version is happening all over the world. So make sure you be a part of this Leela until your last breath and go back to Godhead. Yeah. And we continue following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada faithfully. Then we are very fortunate. See, the beauty of this is what? One last point I'll say and conclude. See, many times when you preach and bring some students from a college, making them devotees, people wonder, how so many boys have become devotees? How? Because one man was, what is his name? Bajaj, Rahul Bajaj, when he came here, he was shocked to see so many young people. He was shocked. He said, I have generally seen in religious gatherings, There are small children and old women. These two are very common. Because both of them have ample of time. Correct, no? Because old women, they can sit at home, others will work for them. And small children, they don't go to school. Very small children. They both can come and sit in religious function. But he said, how is it? So many youngsters, they are flooding, thronging. So I was telling him that, see, if there is a river, fastly flowing river, if you jump into the river, you also flow with it. Similarly, all these predictions which I told you today, and they are like a fastly flowing current of the river. Because there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. Nityananda Prabhu is saying, Habe Grame Grame. Nityananda Prabhu's desire. And then he says, Adbhuta Mandir is going to come. 2022, it is opening. Nityananda Prabhu predicted about it. And then there are so many predictions on Prabhupada's appearance. Prabhupada also appeared. And he had a strong desire. You know, and his guru told him, if you ever get money, print books. And Prabhupada printed books, made a bibit, and Prabhupada said, distribute my books, he said. So in this way, there are so many acharyas strongly desiring that Krishna consciousness should flood the whole world. So thanks to all the acharyas in the line, because their current is so high, if you jump into the river, you will be carried with the current, and you will also flow with it. And if you catch 20 more boys with you and jump into the river, they will also flow with you. And you may be wondering how all these boys are flowing with me. It is because the Acharya's desire is very strong. So stay in the current of the Acharya's desire. Don't jump out of the river. That's my request to you. Shri Prabhupada ki, our Bhaktavinda ki.